Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. After trading higher last Friday and anticipation of a lower market on Tuesday, we traded higher yesterday. But in overnight trade, after Monday's positive numbers in the crop progress report, we are trading to the downside. Monday afternoon on AgriTalk, Joe Coyma of KKV Trading. Joe and Chip spent the day talking about the cattle futures market, the difference between live cattle futures and feeders.
I think the feeders to me are just trying to play catch up. Some of the auction barns, the prices that we've are seeing right now are reflecting higher than what they were a couple months ago. And you still have the futures that are anywhere from $5 to $6 to $7, $8 off of those highs. So it's like, oh, catch up there. And I think the cattle, it's always difficult to know what kind of basis to expect when we have such a good basis the way that it is. You know, is it 8? Is it 10? Under where cash is at. So I think the cattle are just kind of waiting to see what cash is going to be and kind of confirm where, you know, the June price can be in accordance with that. But the old saying, feeders are the leaders. I mean, that was probably said a few times today at the office, that's for sure. You know, Friday late when we did sag back there the last 45 minutes, half hour, and all of a sudden we kind of regenerate, you know, something with the bird flu. So that is very difficult to kind of, it's tough to navigate through, whether you're a producer or a broker as well. But yeah, these are prices that need, you know, some protection on them. But it's very remarkably bullish what we have. We have hours cut back on the kill tremendously in the last several months. But at the end of the week, Thursday, Friday, we still have packers just looking for cattle. Yeah. It's quite remarkable. And even Friday, we're kind of arguing amongst each other, what does that mean, especially in front of a long weekend. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know, guys. It seems like we've proven the safety of it. We've proven why that we have these protocols in order, because yeah, you get a condemned cow. I mean, that's the reason that they give it that name. It's condemned. It is gone. It is not for any further use than where it stands at that point or hangs at that point in time. It is gone. So it's good to see some of these protocols that we have. They're there for a reason. And it just proves again, the safety that we do have in our food supply. And yeah, we are making, you know, doggone sure that it stays that way well. So I thought the market on Friday did a good job recovering there in the last 20-25 minutes. It maybe didn't seem like a big dip, but it was certainly, you know, catching the news at that point, watching it drift. You're like, oh boy, here we go again. But yeah, you know, then today you just put the frosting on the cake. I thought it was remarkable.
Joe Coyma, KKV Trading. Your thoughts on last Friday's cattle on feed report?
Yeah, I largely supported bullish type of you know, estimates going into it, and we hit it. You know, we had two extra days compared to last year, so that's what kind of makes it a little bit different as far as the percentages of why you can have marketing at 110, but that kind of takes care of that. But it's good, you know, basically arrows have a quiver here that guess what, we're not really going to be coming into tighter numbers anytime soon. So I think that was a lot of it today, is that the funds are starting to step in here as well. You know, we saw this open interest lag down from 320 and down to 275, and that was 6-7 weeks in the making. But if you look at a chart, they look great, but I don't really know what to do when you have a market rally the way that it has here. Well, you know, what's the encore? But if you're a fund, guess what, you like the chart, you aren't afraid to buy into new highs. And I think that was a lot of fireworks today.
Joe Coyma's thoughts on Tuesday markets from AgriTalk yesterday afternoon. And again, this morning, markets are trading to the downside. Excellent planting progress last week in spite of the weather. Let's check the forecast and then take a deep dive into those numbers next on Inside Agriculture.